Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something really cool. We're taking a deep dive into the heart of Boston's Beacon Hill. And get this, the source you provided is a real estate blog post. But hold on, it's not just your typical list of properties for sale. It's this wild mix of romance and real estate all wrapped up in a short story.
Oh yeah, this one's a real page-turner. I mean, we're talking charming brick sidewalks, gaslit streets, and some serious real estate drama. Get ready to dive into a world.
Okay, so picture this Beacon Hill, right? One of Boston's oldest neighborhoods. Super picturesque. You can practically feel the history. And that's where this story starts, with a chance meeting, the Boston Common.
Boston Common.
It's classic.
It's almost like a cliche, boy meets girl in the park. But in this case, this cliche leads to like a whirlwind romance and a whole lot of real estate intrigue.
Yeah, exactly. The story takes us from that meet-cute to them moving into a cozy little Beacon Hill apartment. And then a year later, bam! Picture-perfect proposal on Charles Street, like something out of a movie.
Yeah, it does have that like fairy tale quality to it, right? But as we know, fairy tales often have a twist.
Oh, there's definitely a twist. Enter the future mother-in-law, and let's just say she's not exactly thrilled with the match.
To put it mildly, the story hints that she's constantly reminding everyone about her son's previous girlfriends. Blonde and beautiful. Not exactly subtle, is she?
Not at all. And then for the girlfriend's 30th birthday, what does she do? She gifts her this lavishly illustrated book about Boston architecture, one she'd been wanting for ages. At first glance, it seems like a thoughtful gift, right?
It does, yeah, but there's a catch, and it's a big one. Tucked inside this beautiful book is a bookmark, a very specific kind of bookmark.
Oh, yeah, the kind you get from the library, with a due date stamped on it and the reminder about late fees.
The very same. Our well-meaning mother-in-law decided to re-gift a library book.
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. What was she thinking?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but it definitely raises some questions about her intentions, right? Was it a clueless mistake, a passive-aggressive jab, or some kind of bizarre power move? This little bookmark incident says a lot about the family dynamics.
Absolutely. And, this all takes place against the backdrop of Beacon Hill, right?
Yeah.
A neighborhood with a reputation for being, well, how do we say this politely?
Let's just say Beacon Hill has always been associated with a certain level of affluence and tradition. It's a neighborhood steeped in history, and some of that history includes a more, shall we say, exclusive social scene.
Right, so we've got this clash between the modern couple and the potentially old money traditional family, all playing out in this very specific environment. I'm starting to see why this real estate blog post is so fascinating. It's not just about buying and selling properties. It's about the human stories that unfold within these spaces.
Exactly. And those human stories are often intertwined with the economics of a place. Speaking of which, let's talk about those real estate listings. The source mentions condos and apartments for sale in Beacon Hill, and the prices are, well, let's just say they're not for the budget conscious.
Yeah, we're talking a range from a cool $500,000 to a mind-blowing $12 million. I mean, that's a lot of zeros even for a place as charming as Beacon Hill. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, would the couple from our story even be able to afford to buy in this neighborhood today?
That's a great question. It really highlights the tension between the romantic ideal of living in a place like Beacon Hill and the reality of the current real estate market. So to answer your question, let's dive into those listings and see what we can find.
Okay, so I'm seeing studios and one bedrooms. Starting around that $500,000 mark, I guess that's attainable for some folks, right?
Perhaps, but remember, that's just the starting point. Anything larger, more luxurious, or with a coveted address quickly climbs into the multi-millions. We're talking serious money.
Wow. So unless they're both high-powered lawyers or tech entrepreneurs, owning a piece of Beacon Hill might be a pipe dream for our fictional couple. What about those $5,000 rentals the source mentions? Could that be a more realistic option?
That's an interesting detail. Let's unpack what you actually get for that price in a neighborhood like Beacon Hill.
Yeah, because $5,000 a month for rent still sounds pretty steep to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely giving me some sticker shock.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Even in Boston's crazy rental market, $5,000 a month, that doesn't exactly get you a palace, especially not in a place like Beacon Hill.
Okay, so what kind of place can you get for that price in this historic haven?
Well, you're probably looking at smaller units, think studios or one bedrooms, most likely in those older buildings, without all the fancy amenities,
Ah, so you're saying you're trading a modern gym for a charming, creaky staircase.
Yeah.
It's all about trade-offs.
Exactly. Location, 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 right. You're paying for that Beacon Hill charm. But you might have to sacrifice some of those modern conveniences. Makes you think about our fictional couple. If they were starting out today, Would they be willing to make those compromises? Could they even find a place that actually fits their budget and their lifestyle?
It's like the source is hinting at those real life challenges, you know, that a lot of couples face when they're trying to make a home in a city like Boston, especially in a historic and expensive neighborhood like Beacon Hill.
Yeah, it really is. And there's another layer to this real estate puzzle. The source mentions rising mortgage rates. That's something that's been impacting the entire Boston market, you know, making homeownership even more challenging.
Oh, right. I remember seeing that in the blog post. Can you break that down for us? What do rising mortgage rates actually mean for someone who's looking to buy a place in Beacon Hill, let's say?
Okay, so basically, a mortgage rate is the interest you pay on your home loan. When these rates go up, your monthly mortgage payments increase, even if the price of the house stays the same.
So it's like this added expense. That can really make things tough, especially for first-time buyers. It's no wonder the source included this detail. It adds a whole other level of realism to the story.
For sure. It brings us back to our main question. Could the couple from the story actually afford to buy in Beacon Hill today? The answer is probably a lot more complicated than it might have been a few years ago. Rising mortgage rates and those already high property values makes for a challenging market.
Yeah, it's a little bit sobering, isn't it? The romantic allure of Beacon Hill bumping up against the realities of affordability.
It is. But you know what I find really fascinating about all of this? This story, as fictional as it may be, it opens up this bigger conversation about how a neighborhood like Beacon Hill is changing.
Oh, tell me more. What kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, think about it. If only a select few can afford to buy in Beacon Hill, it could lead to a shift in the neighborhood's demographics. Right? You might see less diversity, both economically and culturally.
That's a really good point. What happens to a neighborhood's character, its sense of community, when affordability becomes a major barrier?
It's a tough question. A really complex issue with no easy answers. But it's definitely something worth thinking about. This lighthearted story about a couple and a regifted library book. Look where it's led us. Down a pretty thought-provoking path.
It really has. I'm seeing now how this real estate blog post, it's more than just a marketing tool. It's a glimpse into the human drama, you know, that unfolds within these homes, these streets, this unique neighborhood.
Exactly. And the source does this really clever thing. They use that human connection to draw you in. Remember all those real estate links at the bottom of the page?
Oh, yeah. It's like they hit you with this heartwarming story and then bam.
Yeah.
Flood of listings.
Such a clever tactic. They're appealing to your emotions, making you imagine yourself living in this charming little neighborhood. And then they give you a little nudge toward those properties for sale.
It's all about the art of persuasion. Makes me wonder if I was looking for an apartment, or maybe even love in Beacon Hill, what would my strategy be? Would I try to compete in this high-stakes real estate game? Or look for a different path?
It's a great question to consider. What makes this whole deep dive so interesting? It's not just about the facts and figures, but about the choices we make. And how those choices shape our lives, you know, in a certain place and time.
And in a place like Beacon Hill, those choices feel even more significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neighborhood with such a strong sense of history, tradition, and let's be honest, prestige.
Definitely. I think that's what makes this deep dive so thought-provoking. It reminds us that behind those beautiful facades and charming stories, there are real people making difficult decisions, trying to find their place in a world that's constantly changing.
So well said. So as we kind of wrap up this Beacon Hill exploration, what are some key takeaways you think our listeners should walk away with?
Well, I hope they've gained a new appreciation for the history, the culture, the economics that shapes a neighborhood like Beacon Hill.
It's not just a pretty picture. It's a living, breathing community with its own set of challenges and opportunities.
Exactly. And I also hope this has encouraged them to think about, you know, the impact of rising housing costs and how that affects the future of urban spaces.
It's a conversation we need to be having not just about Beacon Hill, but about cities all around the world. How do we make sure that these vibrant spaces stay accessible, inclusive?
It's a big question, a really important one. And last but not least, I hope our listener had fun.
Who doesn't love a story about a regifted library book? It's the kind of detail that makes this deep dive so memorable.
It definitely adds a little humor, right? But it also, I think, shows the power of observation. Sometimes those tiny little details, they reveal so much about human behavior,
about
our relationships.
It's like a reminder to pay attention, to look beyond the surface and find the stories within the stories. And, you know, speaking of stories, we haven't really talked about that new librarian the source mentioned. What happened with that potential romance?
Ooh, that's a mystery for another time. Maybe a sequel to this blog post is in order.
I'd read that. But for now, I think it's time to wrap up our Beacon Hill adventure. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
Just this. If you were looking for love, or maybe an apartment in Beacon Hill, what would your strategy be? Would you brave that competitive market or seek out a different path?
What compromises would you make? What dreams would you hold on to?
We'll leave you with those questions. And maybe as you look at those real estate listings from the source, you'll find your own Beacon Hill story waiting to be written.
You know, it's funny. We started with a simple real estate blog post. And now look at us. We've gone on this whole journey through Beacon Hill history, sociology, economics. I feel like I just took a crash course.
Right. It's amazing what you can find hidden in these everyday sources. And this one, it's given us a front row seat to life in Beacon Hill. The charms, the challenges, the people, it's all there.
I know. Who knew a story about a re-gifted library book could lead us down this rabbit hole of affordability, social dynamics, the future of this historic neighborhood? Crazy.
Right. It's those unexpected turns that keep things interesting. Speaking of which, we have to talk about the mother-in-law again. That bookmark incident. What a character.
Oh my gosh, yes. I've started calling her Mummy Dearest.
Yeah.
In my head, passive-aggressive. Forgetful. Who knows? But it definitely got us thinking.
It really did. Those unanswered questions, that's what sticks with you. Sometimes these deep dives, they raise more questions than answers. But isn't that the whole point?
I think you're right. It's about making us curious. Challenging us to look at things differently. Like Beacon Hill, for example. It's not just some static, picture-perfect place.
Exactly. It's always changing. History and the modern world colliding tradition, bumping up against change. Especially when you think about affordability and who gets to live there.
It reminds you that these places we live, they're more than just buildings. They're alive. They're shaped by people, by money, by dreams.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that.
We've talked about storytelling a lot today. And that's what I love about this blog post. It's got these flawed characters, this mix of romance and reality. It really sucked us in.
It did. Prove that a good story can cut through all the noise and connect with us on a real level.
That's what makes these deep dives so special. It's not just about information. It's about connection, sharing insights, expanding our view of the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. As we say goodbye to Beacon Hill, I hope our listener walks away with something new.
A new perspective, a new question, a new appreciation for the hidden stories all around us.
Maybe they'll look at their own neighborhood differently. Or maybe they'll be inspired to do their own deep dive into some random source. Who knows what they'll find?
Or maybe, just maybe, they'll find themselves walking through the Boston Common, daydreaming about their own Beacon Hill love story.
That's the magic of a good deep dive. Thanks for joining us today. Until next time, happy exploring.